Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Breathe Again Magazine, the radio show, a moment of hope, inspiration, and solutions. Listen to real-life testimonies from women and men just like you who have gone from victim to victorious. Sit back, listen, connect in the chat room, and share the show with a friend. Here's your host, author, and motivational speaker, Nicole Cleveland.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Breathe Again, the radio show. I am your host, Nicole Cleveland, and we come to you with victorious testimonies of faith and inspiration and hope. Our goal is to reach those that are suffering in secret, those that feel like they're on the verge of giving up, they don't know which way to go, and they're just ready to throw in the towel. We want them to know that God is no respecter of persons, and if he did it for those that come on the show, he will definitely do it for you. So if you're having a rough time right now, if you are on the verge of giving up, I want to let you know that God is with you. He will be with you. It may not feel like he's with you. You may not be able to feel him, see him, touch him, but he is yet with you. Hang on in there, my brother, my sister. Help is on the way. It's going to get better. It's going to get better. To my first-time listeners, thank you so much for joining me on today, and to the family, those that come back week after week, those that share the show, and those that encourage me to keep going, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for being there for me. You are part of the family. Hey, for you that are out there and you feel as though you have a powerful testimony, I'd love to interview you. I'd love to have you on the show. Your story is not for you. It's for somebody else. Go to breatheagainmagazine.org, breatheagainmagazine.org, and you can click that little icon that says share your story. Complete that submission form. Our team will get back with you and get you scheduled on the show. Somebody needs to hear your story. Somebody needs to know that there is hope in the midst of all kinds of darkness and hopelessness. So connect with us. And if you're on social media, I'd love to connect with you out there. Breathe Again is on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter, at Breathe Again and Breathe Again Magazine. It's at Breathe Again on Twitter, Breathe Again Magazine on Facebook, and I believe it's Breathe Again Global on Instagram. You can also connect with me at Nicole C. Online, at Nicole C. Online, and that's Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. I'm just excited. I'm excited about life. I'm excited that I get to do what I love and love what I do. This is my therapy. I love bringing you stories of hope and encouragement. And I tell you, every week I am blessed by the guests that I have on this show. They help you, but they also help me. So I'm so honored that God chose me to do what I do. This past week, we had a wonderful business training session with the members of the Breathe Again Business Network. So I want you to go on to breatheagainnetwork.com, breatheagainnetwork.com, and you will be able to learn about our Breathe Again Business Network. And it's a group of business owners and entrepreneurs and professionals that we come together and collaborate. And we had a training this past week with Regina Baker, and she talked about the difference between buying in your business, buying things for your business, versus investing in your business, and it's a big difference. And so she broke that down for us. All the trainings that we do are free to our network members. I encourage you to go on out there and find out more information about Breathe Again Network, Breathe Again Network. So our guests today have another fabulous show for you today. In my first segment, we're going to be chatting with author LaWanda Hill. In the second segment, we're going to chat with gospel artist Jay Allen. And to the family, you know how we do. We're going to go into our prayer, and then we're going to come right back. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
Father, Father, you hear our hearts this morning. We do not want to settle. we're going to want to find our comfortable position and put up our tent there and be happy with you blessing me and mine. Father, we understand today that forgiveness and reconciliation and blessing and favor is given for reason, Lord God. It is given for purpose, Father. And today, God, we say, forgive us, Father, when we have taken on this attitude, Lord God, of all you've done. Father, use us, God, use us, pick us, choose us, Father. We want to spend ourselves. Father, I want to get to heaven with a life poured out, not with a life that looks perfect, Father. I want it to not look good. I want it to be good, Father. We love you today, Father God. We love you today, Father God. We love you today, Father God. Let our love be seen, Father God, on this earth. Let our love be carved out, Father God, on the pavements of our neighborhoods. Let our love be carved out for you, Father. Oh, Jesus, for the lonely. Lord, for the state that we were in. We were in that state, God. Yet someone bothered to take the time and present you to us. We'll never, ever take it for granted. And in turn, we live our lives as a thank you. As a thank you, Father. As a thank you.
Amen, amen. Love, love, love that prayer. We play it every week. That's Darlene Sheck in Israel and New Breed. Everyone asks me, who is that? Who is that? And it's Darlene Sheck in Israel and New Breed. So let's jump right into our first segment. My first guest is LaWanda Hill. She's the founder of Preserve Life Ministries and Serenity Coaching Alliance. She helps women and youth to transform, blossom, and ignite their lives through her speaking workshops, teleseminars, webinars, and Women on Fire Academy. Now, Wanda is the author of Sweet Lemonade, Achieve the Life You Want, Your Guide to Lasting Joy, Peace, Satisfying Relationships, Financial Security, and a Rewarding Life. Welcome to the show, LaWanda.
Hi. How are you? It's a pleasure to be here.
Wonderful, wonderful. LaWanda, I said a little bit about who you are. How would you describe LaWanda Hill to our listeners?
Oh, goodness. I would describe LaWanda Hill as and someone who inspires, caring, genuine. I would consider myself to be someone who is a realist and passionate about what she does when it comes to helping and working with others.
Great, great. So, LaWanda, talk to me a little bit about your background. I know that individuals don't just get to where they are just because they had an epiphany and they just wanted to decide to help. A lot of individuals, most individuals, have gone through the fire, come out the fire, and now they want to reach back. Is that your story?
Yes, it definitely is. It started.
Yeah, talk to me about your journey.
It started when I lost my first child, my daughter. One Saturday morning, I woke up and she was not breathing when I went to get her up and get her ready for the day. And at that point, my life took a downward spiral. I began to drink and I began to smoke and just do things that I had not done prior to experiencing that loss. It really took a toll on me. But then one day I realized that I was no longer in control, and realizing that my life was just really, it was not good. Things were not good, and I had not been making some the best decisions. And realizing that I had taken things out of like it was just bad. It was really bad. And so I went to God and I really prayed. I was in my bed, laying down across my bed one day, and I began to just cry out to God. And I asked him to change me, like to take away the pain, to take away the hurt, and to take away the things that I had accumulated because of the hurt and the pain. And I made him a promise that if he had taken it away, that I would serve him for the rest of my life. And I did. He kept his word. And because he kept his word, I kept mine. And as other women began to see the change, the shift in my life, they began to ask, how did I do it? What did I do? And so unknowingly, not even knowing anything about coaching and all of that, I began to help women change. And then I was asked to be over a director of a women's fellowship group in the ministry, and I began to work with women at that point, and just doing it just came natural, doing helping women and helping youth, helping young girls make better decisions and helping them make better choices in their lives so that they can take the path that has been set before them and fulfill their purpose and do it unapologetically. And so that is that's how it started. And it came natural. It was just something that I did. Just taking out the time to just help other people. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry for your loss. But I commend you for your transparency. I commend you for reaching back and helping others that are broken and not just sitting where you were and staying there. The journey, what was the work that you had to do to really get past the place where you were to the place you are now? Because there is a process, and many people are stuck right now. They're in that middle, and they're not sure if they're going to go backwards or they're going to go forward. What tips would you give someone that's stuck? They're broken, they're hurt, and they're lost. What would you tell that individual? What would you tell them to do first?
First of all, I would tell them that they have to make a decision. They have to make a decision and stick to it. And that's the very first thing that we have to do. We have to be committed to us. Before we can commit to anyone else, we have to first be committed to ourselves. And oftentimes we are trying to get rid of things that make us unique, that makes us who we are, because we feel that it does not fit into someone else's box or how someone else may see it. But we have to learn to embrace the things that makes us unique and to simply fine tune it. So the first thing I would tell that individual is to make the decision to be committed to yourself, and make the decision to show up in life for you. And when you show up trying to understand who you are, because oftentimes we think just because, okay, this is me, so I know me. That's not the case all the time. There are some things that are subconscious that we unconsciously do and need to understand who we are and why we do those things. So the first thing I would tell them is to make that decision and to stick to it and to be committed to themselves.
That's real good. That's real good advice. You know, I made a post this past week, I think it was on Instagram, and I said, we show up for everyone else. We need to start showing up for ourselves, because it's so true. We're supporting others. We're doing this for other people, but we're not doing it for ourselves. And what you said was spot on. So that was confirmation for me. So thank you, LaWanda.
No problem. It's not hard. We make it complicated. I think we complicate things because we think it's supposed to be hard, because oftentimes when we grow up, life is really challenging for many of us. And so we think that if that's the natural way, you know, the hard place. And it will be challenging. It will. But I think we can make it a little bit easier by our perspective and you know, not making it complicated, I guess. Yeah.
What helps you not give up? Because on this journey, there are many times where we just want to throw in the towel. What makes you keep pressing forward?
Because I feel a responsibility, not just to the people I serve, but definitely to the people I serve. But I feel a responsibility and an accountability to myself and to God. Again, I gave him my word. And so I as a person of integrity, I think your word means everything. And so because I gave him my word, I have to keep my word. I have to keep my word. So it makes me show up, and it makes me show up full out. And not only that, he has showed up in so many ways for me. I dare not let him down. He's been so, so good. I haven't forgotten, but it doesn't hurt the way it hurted in the beginning. The pain is not the pain that I experienced. Now I can really use that pain, and it gives me the drive, the passion that I need to do what it takes to help inspire other women, other people.
Good.
So
that's
it's fuel
good.
For me.
Yeah, that's great. LaWanda, congratulations on your book, Sweet Lemonade. Talk to me about what
Thank
inspired
you.
Sweet Lemonade. Oh, did you always know you would be a writer one day?
Definitely not. No. What inspired Lemonade is... I wanted I had a desire, but I got a desire to write a book and to put out something that would help other people and to give them tools and access to something that can help them. And so Sweet Lemonade, again, it talks about an experience from a young girl who has, again, made some bad decisions, and I my friend's mom, she was an older lady. She would when I would go to my friend's house, my friend would be in her room, and her mom would just, she would come out and she would talk to me, and she would ask me like, how are you doing, you know, so what's going on, and she would give me a lot of advice, a lot of wisdom. And there was a time when I would go there to talk to her mom and not her. And so Sweet Lemonade talks about how this nosy neighbor, because, you know, you have to make it, you know, a little lively. We talk about this nosy neighbor that helps the young girl get on the path, the right path, and become an asset to society. Because, of course, her life had begun to take a downward spiral. And so she begins to attend these workshops that explains different areas of life to help her become better as a human being. And when she attends these different workshops, it gives her the tools to become whole in every area of her life. So that's basically what Sweet Lemonade is about. It helps bring balance, really transform, even helps with family, finances. It just gives different tools in different areas of life that we all need so that we can live a productive and joyous life. Yes.
Wonderful. And how can the listeners purchase the book?
You can go to my website, LaWanda Hill. And it is there. Also on Amazon. And it's
okay,
Sweet Lemonade. Yes.
You said Sweet Lemonade?
Sweet Lemonade.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. And LaWanda, talk to me a little bit about Preserve Life Ministries.
Preserve Life Ministries is a ministry that I ran for years and years and years. Finally, 4 years ago, we founded Preserve Life Ministries. We are consistently growing. Preserve Life Ministry has truly been amazing. It has taught me many, many, many things. It's a ministry where I am a co-pastor there with my husband. And we have service on Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday mornings at 11 o'clock a.m. And it's amazing. It's truly amazing. Never again. It's nothing that I ever planned on doing. It's just that I just answered the call, and became obedient to my purpose and what it was God had for me to do in this life. And I am seeing lives change. I am hearing testimonies, awesome testimonies. It gives me great joy. I'm getting full of talking about it. To hear people come and say, thank you, you know, keep doing what you're doing. Just, I'm praying for you. Don't stop. And that gives me so much joy. So I just thank God for Preserve Life Ministries because it has really and truly shown me who I am. And really, yeah, it's a blessing. So, yeah.
And I can hear it in your voice. You're getting all choked up and God has been good to you, and he's brought you a mighty long way. So give a plug for the church. What's the address so people can, if they're in that vicinity, they can come out?
The address is 15524 Old Hammond Highway. We're in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70815. And our telephone number is 225-928-6699.
All right.
And we also have a website. Yes.
What's the website?
PreserveLifeMinistries.com.
Awesome. So if you're in that area, listeners, and you need a church home or you just need to go out and fellowship, connect with co-pastor LaWanda Hill, and she'll lead you the right way. LaWanda, that has been our time. God bless you for your faithfulness, for your transparency, and much success to you.
God bless you. Thank you so much for having me.
You're more than welcome. All right, listeners, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to go right into our second segment with gospel artist Jay Allen. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Are you a business owner, author, artist, or speaker? Are you in ministry? Join Breathe Again Business Network today. Our network is an active coalition of like-minded professionals that collaborate, communicate, and support one another. For more information, go to www.breatheagainnetwork.com.
All right, listeners, thank you so much for hanging out with us on today. You're in for a treat for the second segment because we have gospel artist Jay Allen for our spotlight. Now, many people experience seasons of brokenness. Gospel artist Jay Allen understands what it's like to be broken. Inspired by his own challenging experiences, Jay recently released his debut EP called Broken People. Now, through his music, the minister and former pastor desires to heal those who have been victimized by life. Welcome to the show, Jay.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Jay, talk to me a little bit about your background. How long have you been in the music industry?
Well, I haven't been in the industry very long. As of June of 2016 was basically when I got into the industry as far as releasing a LP, or EP rather. But I've been singing ever since the age of 3, love music all my life.
Awesome. So what inspires you to sing? What inspires you to carry the gospel? Because you are sharing a message. You're just not singing. You're sharing a message.
That's right. It's a calling. You know, the calling in my life to minister was first to preach. And along with preaching is just an automatic thing to sing melodies and hymns to God. So it kind of goes hand in hand. And singing just is as big a part of my life as preaching is. I always combine the two.
Yeah, because they go hand in hand. Talk to me a little bit about the Broken People Project.
Well, the Broken People Project was inspired by God to make an effort to reach broken people, particularly people who are not church, people who don't go to church. You know, we have a lot of people that for whatever reason, they don't attend church. So this music was designed to reach people like that, to let them know that God is still with them and that they can be used by God to better their lives and mostly to better the kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm. So talk to me a little bit about your brokenness, because when we minister, when we encourage, we've gone through, we've come out, and now we share with others. What really inspired that that message of brokenness from
well,
you?
Well, basically it's just the difficulties that we go through in life. And, you know, brokenness comes in so many forms, and I've experienced it on so many different hands. And it's just, you know, the loss of a loved one, loss of a mother, father, losing a job or just being in distress. It's just a lot of things. And I've gone through so many things that left me broken. I mean, just financial issues, family issues, all kinds of things. And by dealing with all of that, the Spirit impressed upon me that, you know, you're not the only one that deals with brokenness. And some people deal with it at a more severe level. And so by dealing with my issues, it inspired me to make music that we believe would touch people who are dealing with brokenness, and to just allow them to know that no matter what your brokenness is, it could be homeless, it could be sickness, whatever it is, that God can still use you. I know a lot of times in my life, when I've made an effort to do something great for God, something would always get in the way of that and cause me to take several steps back, you know, and it would just break me, and it would break my heart, because I wanted to do certain things for the Lord, but things got in the way and I couldn't do it, and I felt like I would never accomplish it. I would never get it done because I was never in the right place to do it. I was always in a broken place. And the Spirit just let me know that no matter how broken I am and what I'm going through at the time, God can still use me, and He will use me. Society will cast you aside when you're broken. They discard you. They discredit you. They disqualify you. But with God, being broken does not disqualify you. In most cases, it qualifies you to be used by Him. You don't have to be broken to be used by God. But basically what I'm saying is being broken does not disqualify you. You don't have to give up on your hopes and your dreams that you have for God and for the kingdom. You don't have to say, I'll never do it, because you're broken. God can still use you.
Yeah. I think you're so right, because when I hear of individuals that go through something really detrimental in their life, I get excited, because I'm like, wow, when you come out of that, God is really going to use you. That you are chosen for that, really, if you
That's right.
Yeah,
amen.
Because He really chooses us for the issues that we go through, because He knows that certain people can't handle certain things. So
That's right.
If you were chosen for that great that great big brokenness right there, then God has something great in store for you. So I get excited, and I just want to congratulate you, Jay. Yeah, I just want to congratulate you on the project, on what you're doing. Talk to me about what is your favorite? What can we look forward to from the actual project? I know you, I
well,
can't
right
tell
now,
you to pick a favorite. but I want you to pick a favorite.
Well, you know, when we was putting the project together, I let family members and other people listen to it and try to get their opinion on what they thought was a favorite. And it basically everybody gave us something different. So we had, you know, so I can't really pick a favorite right now. Mm-hmm. We're playing Broken People, and that song ministers to so many people that right now that's my favorite. So when we move to the next one, that'll be my favorite, because I believe that all of the songs will minister to the brokenness of all people. You know, people who are doing well in life and still experience brokenness. And I think this music will minister to all of those people. So my favorite right now, I would have to say, is the single Broken People. But when we start to play the next one, that's going to be my favorite, because I just love the entire EP.
I love it. And one thing I do love about your project is that they're not churchy. They really are infused with gospel, R&B, jazz. So it really ministers to all people. Is that correct?
Right. That's correct. I believe that this music was given to me directly by God. And just like you said, it was designed to reach people that don't necessarily go to church. You know, it moves people that are not necessarily in a church home right now. And so we're just trying to reach those people to let them know that, hey, God knows about you. He knows what you're dealing with right now. It doesn't matter that you're not in church every Sunday. And I'm not saying that that's not important. What I'm saying is that there are a lot of people who are not in that particular place. And this music will let you know that God knows where you are. And he's always there for you, waiting for you to come to him. So we want people who don't go to church to still know who Jesus is. And so that's the attempt of this music. And God is doing a wonderful thing with it. It's selling overseas in the UK, Switzerland, by way of digital outlets. It's doing really good. And we're just excited about what God is doing. He said he would do this. This EP was birthed under a ministry called Breath of God Global Music Ministry. So God told us that it would reach other sides of the world, and we're just happy that it's doing just that.
I love it, and I love what you're doing. Jay, tell the listeners how they can download, how they can purchase the book, how they can, not the book, purchase the music, the singles, and how they can reach out to you.
Okay. Well, you can get it on Apple Music, Amazon, Google Music, all of your major digital outlets is there, and we can be reached. We have a website called jay@jayallensmusic.com, and we also have a Gmail address, which is breathofgodglobalmusic@gmail.com. So you can reach us there, and you can purchase a CD if you choose. So we also have T-shirts with the scripture. God still uses broken people, and the scripture is Psalms 34:18, and it talks about how God is being close to those who have a broken hearted, who are brokenhearted, and he saves those with a crushed spirit. So we can be reached at those places.
I love it. I want one of them shirts. So
we'll get you one. Amen. We'll talk later and we'll get you one.
Amen. Jay, it has been a joy. I commend you for what you're doing for the project. Before we leave, I want you to encourage somebody that has been singing and really in ministry but really has not stepped forward and released a single. And you being new, what advice would you give that individual that really wants to release a single, wants to get out there, wants to break into the music industry? What advice would you give that individual?
Well, the first thing I would say to that individual is to consult God about your desires. If you desire to do anything for the kingdom, then that has been placed in you by the Spirit of God. So if singing is what you desire to do to reach people for God, then you just keep pursuing it and keep pressing and trusting that God will open doors and make that way. You know, as an independent artist, we don't always get the opportunities that some of the major artists get. but we still get some great opportunities. And you just have to keep believing, keep trusting, and you have to operate by faith, knowing that God is in the middle of it. He's in the midst of it, and he's going to open doors for you and make ways for you that you wouldn't be able to get any other way without him. So I would say just stay persistent with your craft, with what you do. It needs to be a ministry. You ought not be singing just because you got a good voice or just because you love music. There ought to be some ministry involved in what you're doing. And so that's what I would say. Just keep trusting God. Give it your best, and he'll make a way for you.
That's good advice. Good advice. Jay, that's been our time. What a blessing you are and what you're doing. Much success to the Broken People Project. And I tell you, God is, you are in store for great things God is about to do for you. I can feel it. I really do. And I want that shirt.
All right. Well, you got to give me an address, and we'll put one in the mail for you right away.
All right, sir. God bless you. Have a great weekend.
God bless you. You too. And let me thank you for what you do and for this opportunity. Thank you so much.
You are more than welcome. All right, listeners, that has been our time for today. I know today's show blessed you. Share it with a friend. Let people know about what's going on and what people are doing to advance the kingdom. They're not doing this just to make money. They're really doing it for the message, and that is to uplift and glorify and magnify God. So I'm just thankful for what I can do. I'm doing my little part, and I'm connecting the dots. And so is LaWanda, and so is Jay. So God bless them. Go out there and connect with both of them. Jay's website is jayallensmusic.com, jayallensmusic.com. Go out there and download. Support him. He's an independent artist. He needs your support, but we also need the support to advance the kingdom, because every time his song is played or something is tweeted with broken people, someone is looking at that, and someone is listening, and someone is getting that message that God still loves them. So go support him as well. Support LaWanda Hill, LaWandaHill.com. That's LaWandaHill.com. She's been through the fire, come out the fire, and now she is transparent to help other people. She's pulling people back with her. She is pulling them. She's reaching back, and that's what we're supposed to do. So to God be the glory for great things that he's done doing and going to do in our lives. Again, connect with us on social media at Nicole C. Online, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and you can connect with Breathe Again on Twitter and Breathe Again Global on Instagram and Breathe Again Magazine on Facebook. I just love what I do because I get joy in glorifying and magnifying God by doing my small part. So do your part too. God needs you. So y'all know I never say goodbye. I always say until next time, check us out next Saturday. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.